With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Successful media and public affairs consultant, accomplished entrepreneur and national writer and contributor, attorney who served in the Missouri House of Representatives, worked in the White House and CNN, thought leader, entrepreneur, and host who takes the conversation to the next level.
Prepare to get rare access to fascinating guests.
You're connected. You have the it factor. You've joined
Grill Nation.
Everybody over there!
Get over there!
Everybody up there!
Get into it!
Connect with Jason on Twitter at Jason Grill. Connect with the show on Twitter at Grill Nation Show and online at grillnationshow.com.
Welcome your host of Grill Nation, always dressed up and ready to go even in a radio studio. Here's Jason Grill.
Hello and welcome to the Grill Nation Show. I'm your host, Jason Grill. I appreciate you joining me today on 980 AM KMBZ. Also appreciate you listening today on iTunes via podcast and at grillnationshow.com, where I'll post photos of all of our guests we have in studio today. You can also find our old shows on there. Click on there and you can listen to any of them over the past, 4 years now of the Grill Nation Show, about 4 years. I want to thank our partners and supporters of the Grill Nation Show before we bring in one of our new partners and supporters to the show here in just 1 second and preview our guests today. Title sponsors of the show are Truss, MoBank, BOK Financial, and Two West Advisors and Ryan Reek. Contributors to the Grill Nation Show are The Rieger and Jay Rieger & Co. Ryan Mabee is a guest host and honor contributor. KCADC, that's the Kansas City Area Development Council. And a new addition to our contributor network is Brian Sarf from True Wealth and Management. He's going to be a guest host and honor contributor each and every month, bringing us great guests, highlighting great Kansas Cityans and local leaders. And I want to welcome Brian to the show again. He is the president and chief investment officer at the True Wealth and Company. The website is, if I can bring it up here, is retirewithtrue.com. Brian, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me here. It's great to be back on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
For so many years. One of the first shows that was after us. So I began on the radio on 710 back in 2004, March of 04. Mm-hmm. And so we were on the radio first, and then Carrie Hall was on after, who's here on KMBZ. And then Mark Comfort was the third show. So we loved having those people on, and you're going to meet Mark today and get mm-hmm. to know him and visit with him. But it's so fun today that starting back into radio. Mm-hmm. And getting back in with one of the first people I met in radio was Mark, mm-hmm. and for everybody to meet him and Mimi today, and their story is quite wonderful and a great study for a life well lived.
Mm-hmm. And we'll mention that Mark Comfort will be our guest. He's going to join us here after the break. He is the owner. Him and his wife Cone
Cruise Holidays and Comfort Tours.
And Comfort Tours.
Yes.
The website is cruiseholidayskc.com. And we wanted to have Mark on the show really to talk about, his company, but also talk about the journey and what he does for material aspect.
Amazing.
He's going to hint on all of those things. And,
yes.
Quite a strong businessman. We'll have a lot of good advice as well as sharing a lot of his fun stories of favorite places to go, what it's like to own a company that does cruises and tours and vacations.
You get paid to travel. How bad is that?
You get paid to travel. He's going to talk about his work in Kansas City in the charitable community as well as being a foster parent for close to 35 kids throughout the years, which is just amazing.
Yeah.
But really just he's a good storyteller. So I'm excited to hear from him and talk to him about business, about growing his company, why the heck he got into cruises and mm-hmm. how that happened. Mm-hmm. Just a lot of things to talk about with Mark, who is an interesting guy. And actually, I've driven by his company many times. He was on the board of Park University, where he used to be an adjunct. I've known him in the Northland through the Rotary, but have not put two and two together till today. So we'll be happy to have him on the show, and I'm sure it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, great, great person to always visit with.
So, Brian, so tell us about yourself. We're going to be joining us each and every month here and going to bring in some awesome guests. You and I met through a mutual friend, but tell us about your background and what you do each and every day. I'd love to learn about that.
My background is I look back of when I started working, because I, you know, I went to dad and I said I needed some money to spend.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I don't have any extra. So if you want it, you're going to have to go earn it. And I started working at age 12. I've always had a job of doing something. And I've always worked for, you know, as entrepreneurial as a kid with paper routes and, you know, doing landscaping work and shoveling driveways, raking leaves and that. That was in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, where I grew up as a kid. And I learned about business. I learned about customer service from my dad. He was a sales rep for Procter & Gamble. And we would travel around and meet all of these store owners around, you know, the Southeast Missouri,
mm-hmm.
and visit them and go out and learn from him on customer experience and salesmanship. And, you know, he taught me a lot of the lessons today that everybody is treated with respect, from the janitor to the CEO. Nobody's different. We're all the same. Everybody has, you know, their unique talents that they give back. And so I've carried that today with the company that I have with my partner, Cal Dulku. And, you know, I went on my own. You know, I started in manufacturing and operations for Lear Corporation and General Electric. I had three entrepreneurial ventures after that, you know, that had their pluses and minuses, and mm-hmm. lessons learned that at some point we can talk through those. And I went out on my own. I've been in the business 15 years as a financial advisor, and a wealth manager. But began on my own right after my 40th birthday,
really?
In 2010. I told my wife, you know, I want to have clients. I want to be able to give back. I want to have a company that I can create and build. So right around my 40th birthday, I had no income. I had no assets to manage. I had no clients. Had a great friend of mine, Mark Grimler, that allowed me to use his office. And if I would service and take care of his clients in Kansas City — Mark's in Des Moines.
Mm-hmm.
So if I took care of his clients in Kansas City as an advisor, he gave me free rent and, you know, free room and board, if you will, to start out there. So I began doing workshops and seminars in town and slowly built my business over the years, brought Cal in. And now we just celebrated our 5-year anniversary of True Wealth and Company on July 11th. And you just have to pinch yourself that starting from zero with clients and building what we have today has been just a really fun journey.
And I will say, on your website, you have a quote from Abraham Lincoln.
Yes, I did.
And what it's about creating your future, right? Is that,
yes,
the one that he always said? I'm trying to bring it up. It's the best way to create your future is just to do it, or something like that.
I can't recall it from the top of my head, so you caught me off guard with that one.
But I will say it, actually. It just popped up. The best way to predict your future is to create it.
Absolutely.
And that's what you did at age 40.
Yes.
You did that.
I didn't want to look back with regrets.
Yeah.
That I didn't want to sit there at 70 and say, you know, I really wish I would have started my own company years ago.
And that's something we talk about on this show, which is exciting, because most of our guests will be CEOs, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, just hearing their story. And it gives inspiration to those who maybe are thinking about starting their own company, or maybe you're thinking about taking a risk. We like to encourage that on the show.
If you have a passion, you have a dream, that, you know, you just have to go for it. You have to sit down and figure it out. And there's not a perfect plan that's out there. You know, you don't write the business plan first and go through all that. You find one thing you think you can go well, and you got to go to market and test it. And if it works, you keep doing it. If it doesn't work, you try something else.
Yeah.
And you go through that until you find something that you can build off of and create a company out of. And we've done that. We have a wonderful team at True Wealth and Company, wonderful clients. And we're going to look forward over the next 12 months working with you and being a sponsor of the Grill Nation to —
well, you're just a great partner.
We just want to bring in good people to talk to and introduce them to Kansas City, that maybe folks they've heard of, but they haven't really gotten to know outside of their business.
That's awesome. Also, we'll mention Brian is a Mizzou grad, which is the reason why I
M-I-Z.
I said, hey, you know what? Let's figure this out. We'll have you come on once a month and bring an awesome guest. If you were a KU guy, I don't know if that would have happened.
Oh, they're all good.
They're all good. I know. You got to maintain all your regional assets here, but we like the Mizzou background for you. Again, Brian Sarf is joining me today as a guest host on the Grill Nation show. In a second, we're going to be joined by Mark Comfort from Cruise Holidays of Kansas City. The website is cruiseholidayskc.com. Appreciate you joining us this week on Grill Nation. Stay tuned for an awesome show. We'll be right back.
Jimmy for Jerry,
and welcome back to the Grill Nation show here on 980 AM KMBZ. I appreciate you joining me as well today on iTunes via podcast and at the website grillnationshow.com, where you can find, again, all of our awesome supporters, social media contact information, and all of our past shows. We appreciate you joining us again today. Again, I'm joined by Grill Nation show partner and supporter, Brian Sarf. He's the president and chief investment officer at True Wealth & Company. Their website, which I'll have him introduce here in a second, is what, Brian?
It's retirewithtrue.com.
Retirewithtrue.com. Brian, as I mentioned in our first segment, is going to be joining us each and every month here on the Grill Nation show. I'm excited to have him on, one, because he is a great wealth of knowledge, and two, because he brings on really great thought leaders, guests, successful people in the community who do a lot, both from a charitable perspective and have grown businesses here as well. And that's like what we'd like to focus on here on the show. So, Brian, we mentioned our first guest or our guest today in our first segment, but I want to have you introduce him here to our listeners today.
Yeah, I'd love to. Today we have the honor of visiting with the amazing family of Mark and Mimi Comfort. Mark's here in the studio with us. We want to get to know him, introduce him to you. A lot of you have heard his show, Vacation Views, that's on 710 KCMO, 10 to 11 Saturdays, right, Mark?
That's correct.
And so this year is a big year for Mark. 40-year anniversary, wedding anniversary with his wonderful wife, Mimi. We have a 30-year career since they began Comfort Cruises, and you've had 20 years on the radio. You've won, the top award for sales through Cruise Holidays for 26 out of 29 years. Their giving back has been tremendous in the community. We're going to focus on that, on Big Brothers and Big Sisters and Young Life, and their impact with orphanages and foster kids around the world has just been tremendous. Just want to introduce Mark, and great to have you here, sir.
Brian, thank you. I'm glad to be here. It's quite an honor.
So, Mark, take us through the journey. Let's start with that, your background. Let's focus on kind of, you mentioned your 40 years of marriage, right?
Yeah.
Take us through that. So you met your wife at Big Brothers Big Sisters, is that right?
Literally, that's right, yeah.
Wow.
And it was the day that I got my little brother, and it was in summertime, and of all things, Jason, we lived up north of the river.
Yeah.
We lived in Sunny Hills townhomes right there at over the Broadway Bridge, Paseo Bridge, excuse me. And I had just gotten my little brother. I came back home from that meeting, and my roommate was showing my future wife, Mimi, and another lady the townhome. And they happened to be in my bedroom showing my room at that time in the townhome. And I... Yo, Mimi looks so good. Oh my gosh, she looks so good.
I
didn't know what to say. So I had a picture of my little brother. So I said, hey, look, I just became a big brother and we just met tonight. And Mimi said, I'm a big sister.
There you go.
And so, the connection started.
Love at first sight.
Well, maybe, yes.
So did you, I've looked at your bio now. What were you doing at that point? Did you have the company yet?
No. I was a factory representative for Sealy Mattress Company. And I think that is just great because all my retailers that I called on as a factory representative thought I changed my last name Comfort to get the job being a Sealy Mattress salesman. Isn't that funny? I love it.
But you took an entrepreneurial leap with your wife after you got married, obviously.
Yes, Jason, that's a neat story. My dad was in business all his life. And so I got that business instinct from my father. But the best part of this story is my wife's father, who is the epitome of what America is all about. His story, his life story. He started, John Gammon, Mimi's dad, started sweeping the floors in high school to make a few bucks of the company he ended up owning. Worked for this same company, Allied Construction Equipment Company, for 57 years. Worked his way up from a part-time janitor in high school to every position in that company and ended up owning the company. Well, he had three daughters. John had three daughters. Deli, Mimi, my wife, and the younger daughter, Jenny. So Mimi got the business sense from her dad. The other two daughters, Deli and Jenny, great people, didn't get the business sense. They're nurses, very, very successful in that. But Mimi got the business sense. So when we got married, part of our dream, like every couple, I think, have dreams of what they want the future to be like together. Our dream was to own a business together.
And you did that, didn't you?
We did. And, you know, 10 years of marriage, we did our own thing. We saved money to open our business. And in 1988, we decided it was time to get into business, actually take the jump and do it. Now, you ready? This is where the story gets fun. Guess what we signed up to do? Well, we wanted to be a specialist. Have you heard that story, Brian?
Yeah, I did, but go ahead, tell it. Yeah.
We signed up to be a franchisee for Heavenly Hams selling hams.
So we could be here talking about your 30 years in the ham business today, but instead it's a lot more fun talking about cruises.
You know what? It's amazing how God works. And we were in Hilton Head, South Carolina. We signed the contract. We gave that franchisor basically, Brian and Jason, every penny we'd saved the previous 10 years. And
you didn't borrow a penny to start?
No. And that story gets even better. So the next morning, Monday morning, Mimi wakes up. We're in Hilton Head. I'm a avid golfer and tennis player, and that's nirvana for tennis and golfers, Hilton
Absolutely.
Head. And Mimi wakes up the next morning, says, "Mark, God told me we made a mistake."
And you're like, oh my gosh.
Jason, that's exactly what I did.
So you got all your life savings in. You're committed. Everything's been signed and done.
Yes.
And then she wakes up and says, "Nah, this is the wrong thing for us."
And I said, "Oh God, that wasn't God. I said, that's buyer's
dream.
I said, that's buyer's remorse. Maybe everybody gets that. We got 3 days. Let's give it some time." And I said, "Okay, let's pray about it all day, you know, today, and we'll talk tomorrow." And I prayed all day that God would tell her that it was okay. This was a good decision to put all of our money down for Heavenly Ham. So we wake up the next morning and I look at Mimi and she shakes her head. No, Mark, we shouldn't be doing this. So we backed out of that. Now, I'm an optimistic, happy go lucky guy by nature, but my dad taught me when you shake a man's hand and give him your word, that's your bond. And it was my job to go break that bond, break that contract. And we did have the 3 days of right of rescission, but we lost about 3/4 of our money. And then for 10 years of savings. And then I went into a little, not a depression at all, but a funk or something like that, you know,
sure.
And my wife, to get me out of this funk, booked a cruise, an ocean cruise.
Smart of her. She's the brilliant mind behind all this.
Well,
isn't she?
And she's, you know, the nucleus of our marriage. Yeah, too,
absolutely.
You know? And she knew, and it was an all sports cruise. That, you know, again, I love sports. So we went on this cruise. And by the way, I was furious with my wife. We just lost 3/4 of all the money we'd saved in 10 years. And then she went out and booked a cruise, you know, and paid what I thought was exorbitant amount of money to go on vacation. And by the way, we had the best time on that cruise. We had our two best friends with us. And on the Thursday night on that cruise, on the SS Norway, June 6th through the 13th, I'll never forget it, 1988, I said, honey, why don't we do this? Why don't we sell cruises? Because we knew we wanted to specialize. That was the one thing I'd studied.
Certainly.
That in the 90s and beyond, specialists were going to be successful or mass marketers.
Yep.
And we did not have the money nor desire to be mass marketers, so we wanted to specialize. So Mimi agreed.
Wow.
How about selling cruises? I mean, that's fun.
That's awesome.
Memories.
Well, in 30 years working together, what's that been like? I know that you read a lot of books that some say it's the greatest thing in the world to work with your spouse. Others say don't ever do it again. Yeah. Obviously, you all have wonderfully tremendous business. You have different skill sets and that. Yes. But what's it been like for 30 years working together, not only your marriage and your faith, but your business as well?
I that's a great question, by the way. Great question. Because a lot of couples are not designed to work together. And I bet there's a lot of people shaking their heads right now. Yes,
you know,
right.
They are.
But Mimi and I were gifted with such different skill sets. And my saying, and you'll get a kick out of this, but it's true. I say it almost as a joke, but it's so true. My weaknesses, which are many, are my wife's strengths. Mm. My strengths, which are few, are my wife's weaknesses. Mm-hmm. So together, we form a pretty doggone good bond. And Brian and Jason, I want to tell you, looking back now after 30 years in business, 40 years in marriage, I don't think there's anything that outside of our faith and our family that could make us prouder, make me prouder of what we've done together. mm-hmm. what we've built. We've got one of the most vibrant, well-respected travel agencies in the entire United States of America.
All from North Kansas City.
Yeah.
And by the way, who would have thought that the top cruise line, I guess everybody here wants to get out of here, right? And they want to go see the world and go tour. So what a better place to be than in the heartland.
You know, that is really true. We've had a lot of people ask us the secret of our success, and we laugh a little bit and say, well, the secret of our success is where we are. We got flat lands, we got hot summers and cold winters. People want to get out of here.
What a travel and go.
Mark Comfort is with us. CruiseHolidayKC.com. CruiseHolidaysKC.com is your website. Mm-hmm. When we come back, I want to kind of talk about with you and Brian about your background in the business and how you grew it, because I think it's interesting to talk about kind of how this market has changed.
Yes.
Right? That was the first thing I had on my mind. And, and I have to be honest with you, Mark and Brian, I have never been on a cruise.
You're going on one now.
Yeah. My mother...
I know somebody who can help you book one.
I do too.
I've never been on a cruise, but I've always heard great things about them. But I want to talk kind of about how it's changed with all of the changes with booking travel and how you've kind of evolved as an entrepreneur to continue to sustain your growth and your success. And then I want to talk as well about some of your charity work here in the Kansas City area and dive deeper into that. Again, the website is cruiseholidayskc.com with Mark Comfort and Brian Sarf today. Brian is guest hosting and contributing to the Grill Nation show now. He's a president and chief investment officer at True Wealth and Company. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back after the break. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Welcome back to the Grill Nation Show. I'm your host, Jason Grill, 980 AM KMBZ and on iTunes via podcast. Appreciate you joining us as well if you're listening on the website, grillnationshow.com. Again, today I'm with guest host and contributor to the Grill Nation Show, Brian Sarf, President and Chief Investment Officer at True Wealth and Company. Great company here in the Kansas City area. Excited to have him joining me each and every month here on Grill Nation. He's also brought in one of his good friends and guests, Mark Comfort, with Cruise Holidays KC. The website is cruiseholidayskc.com. Great company here in Kansas City. Mark, we were talking about your business and the ups and downs. Let's kind of talk about that. Talk to us about kind of when you knew that you had a deal here. You had something successful. I mean, how early on did that happen? And when did you really kind of turn on the growth? You said you started in 91, correct?
1988. 88. Brian, Jason, we started and that was when the Love Boat TV series was on. I kid you not. And we give so much credit to this day of the growth of the cruise industry, the ocean cruise industry, to that TV show. And in the 90s, we grew at an average of 42% per year until we brought in a consultant in 1997. And he talked us into slowing our growth because of the wave of the popularity of ocean cruises. And so your question to me, it was probably 1993 or 94 that we realized that this was a great business to be in and that the growth would continue as long as we marketed aggressively, had great salespeople.
This is pre-internet.
It's pre-internet. That's right. Listen, it's almost pre-cell phone.
I remember when I got the internet. I was in high school, I think, and it was like 96 or 97.
Yeah, that's right.
In the 80s, pagers were the big deal.
Yeah, I had an. I went to St. Pius. I had a pager. Yeah. Brian.
Listen, I remember when the fax machine came out, and it was a big deal.
Oh, yeah. So it was referral-based back then, even more so. Relationship building.
Relationship building. Jason, that's the key. And our goal, because we did start our business probably in the wrong part of town. We opened up in north of the river because we were living at Lake Wacomas, and our kids were in school, and we knew we should have been in either Johnson County or Jackson County. That's where the demographics were. But we thought if we did our job better, if we marketed more aggressively, if we had great salespeople that cared about the customer, and most importantly, if we knew what we were talking about, we could get the people. And back in then, people would come see you. It wasn't just email or a phone call. They wanted to look you in the eyes and see who they were dealing with. Mm-hmm. And that was a big deal. And to get a lot of people to come north of the river, you back probably then. Remember, that was tough. Mm-hmm. That was tough. And we worked hard. We really worked hard. Did a lot of seminars, a lot of events to get people to know us.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to talk about the team you have in place at Cruise Holidays, because that's one of the most difficult pieces for a business owner is hiring the right people that have values, that have the same mission in mind, and the customer service and the experience that as a business owner you want to pass on. So talk about the people you hired that you brought together, and how do you keep that culture in your office, you know, knitted together so well.
And Brian, you're a very successful businessman, and you're 100% correct with all those comments. Culture is the most important thing for a business owner to have with his or her employees. And I give Mimi all the credit in the world. We did not want to grow. Brian, we wanted it, this business, to be Mark and Mimi Comfort, maybe one administrative person. And the growth just came so fast, we couldn't keep up with it all. And remember, we were parents of young kids, and we were working 80 hours, sometimes 90 hours a week, literally. And so we started hiring people. The key, and by the way, this is good for everybody to know, hire slow. Hire slow. We made a lot of bad decisions hiring people because we needed somebody right now. And if they were breathing,
you took it.
And could come to work
today.
They
can fog a mirror, you're in.
You're in, yeah. And so, Brian, what we've done over the years, Mimi and I have our values, our mission has not changed and will not change. So we have done a great job. And I'm going to give Mimi, my wife, most of the credit, hiring people like us, people with the hearts to serve. Mm. People that are willing to learn and to care most about their customer. It's not when you come see me, Jason, when you come see me to do your first cruise, it's not the cruise I liked and I love or the cruise line. It's what's best for you. Mm-hmm. And matching people up with what's right for them, with our product knowledge in the industry, but our ability to ask the right questions to find out, Brian, really what's your hot button. And we call our salespeople counselors because that's really what we do. We're counseling people on the right vacation at the right time, at the right price for what they're looking for. And many times husbands and wives need some counseling because, you know,
what, like, a better place to do it than creating an experience on a cruise when you just need to get away and unplug and rewind a little bit.
Yeah.
And
Mark, I want to mention too, you and your wife have won numerous awards over the years, winning the top producer award called the Franchise of the Year Award for your franchise, Cruise Holidays. 26 out of their 29 years in business, going on 30 now. On April, in 2015, you were honored as the 12th and the 13th travel agents to be included in the Cruise Industries Hall of Fame for lifetime achievements. There's a Cruise Industries Hall of Fame, Brian.
That's right.
We didn't know that.
That's right. Where's the Hall of Fame at? Is it on a cruise ship somewhere circling the world?
It is actually in Fort Lauderdale.
Florida. Yes. You would have to think Florida. You mentioned the growth. Talk to us about some of the ups and downs. 9/11 must have been a tough deal for the cruise industry, I'd imagine, with travel right around that time.
It was absolutely the most horrendous thing, Jason, and I pray this country never sees anything like that ever again.
Amen.
In our case, for 3 months, Jason and Brian, the only calls we got were people canceling their vacations, and it was horrendous, and there was nothing we could do about it. Nothing. Now, I was a business psychology major called personal psychology in college, and one of the few things I remember from college was it takes people about 90 days to get over a crisis that did not happen to them personally. And so
that's good to know.
And I remembered that. And so we did not want to be part of the problem where we let half to 2/3 to 3/4 of our staff go. Where would they get a job, by the way?
Right.
That was the biggest thing. So Mimi and I did not take a salary for a full year. And we kept every single employee we had. And January 1st, praise the good Lord, everything turned around. And by the way, that's just right at 90 days. Mm. And that time, people had a chance to process everything in those 90 days. January 1st came about, and it was like, we are not going to let those terrorists defeat us. We are going to continue doing what we want to do. You know, and in my world, that's vacationing. And so What happened, this turned out to be a blessing in disguise, because about 40% of travel agents across the United States went out of business because of this deal. And we lost $4 million of projected revenue and revenue on the books.
And I think this was about the time that you were only at the time doing ocean cruises.
That's correct.
And then you began doing some land-based tours, mm-hmm. which is the Comfort Tours portion That's of your
correct.
Business.
That's correct.
And some of the other, yeah. the river cruises and those things that we have. And, you know, speaking river cruises reminds me of my clients are always looking for, we have a process called FORM, F-O-R-M. It's what's your family investment legacy? What's your occupational interest to make work optional? What's your recreational bucket list? Those are the whys, and then money is the how that empowers that. And the R, recreational bucket list, is what you do all the yeah. time. And clients always bring up about these river cruises with Viking. And I've had a few go on them, yeah. and they ask about those. So I have two questions. One, just a comment to talk about the Viking cruises for my clients that are interested in learning more mm-hmm. about those. And second question is, where do you travel today to get the most bang for your buck for all of our value investors that are out there that don't want to overpay for a vacation?
Yeah, well, great questions. Two great questions. And I'll tell you, one of the neatest things we've seen in our business, Jason, back to your question, then I'll go into Brian, your question, is you're right. The internet came about. People had all these options of how they booked their vacations. Then, and a lot of times people said, well, Mark, how has that hurt you? As it goes, I think it's helped us because people have a chance to research more. That takes me into the river cruises. It has been such a big part of our growth and our overall business, Brian, literally in the last 10 years with the growth of river cruising. And by the way, I foresaw this coming, not foresaw, that's not the right word. I have my peers that own Cruise Holidays stores on the East and West Coast. Like fashion, most trends start on the East and West Coast, and we get them kind of last, right? Same way with vacation options. So river cruising, I knew river cruising was going to become a big deal long before it did. And about 15 years ago, I started going on the river cruises and getting my staff on them so they knew the differences between Viking River and Avalon and Amur Waterways and Uniworld. And I've been on all the rivers. I've been on all the river cruise ships. So we know these river cruises. And by the way, it has been the fastest growing segment and the highest satisfaction rated segment of the entire vacation
Why
industry.
Why is that?
I'm talking about river cruises.
Why is that?
I think the biggest reason is that it's all inclusive. All the tours are included. Midwesterners love not to be nickel and dimed. And you get to see so many places that are so historic. In many cases, it's your heritage that you're going back to see. Other than that, it's places like Prague. And I'm going to say that because that's my favorite city in all of the world right now outside of the United States, in Kansas City, of course. And that's got to be the best value in the world. One of the best
Prague
values
right
in
now?
Prague.
Wow.
Czech Republic. Oh, my gosh.
I've been there. I studied abroad in college. I did go to Prague. It was extremely cheap back then. Yeah, I got a steak dinner for 25 cents. It was amazing. Mark Comfort is our guest, co-host today, and Grilled Nation show partner is Brian Sarf. You can find out more about Mark's company at cruiseholidayskc.com. Going to be back with one final segment with both Mark and Brian here after the break. You're listening to the Grill Nation show. Appreciate you joining us again today on 980 AM KMBZ. Welcome back to the Grill Nation show with Jason Grill, 980 AM KMBZ, and on iTunes via podcast. Again, with Brian Sarf today. He's guest host and contributor to the Grill Nation show, president and chief investment officer at True Wealth and Company. Also with Mark Comfort. We've been talking all about cruises and his business today. The website for them, if you want to get involved and go on a trip, is cruiseholidayskc.com. Brian, I know you wanted to mention talk about some of Mark and his wife's amazing charitable work here in Kansas City. Why don't you lead off with that on this next segment?
You know, their focus and commitment to give back is one of the most amazing stories. We have about 8.5 minutes that I wanted to shine a little bit of a spotlight on that and talk about the giving back that you've done. So start with, what was the first partnership the two of you had, and how did that come about on the giving back to the community?
Well, wow. You know, the Big Brothers, Big Sisters program, of course, was the first part of that that we're involved in. And we've been real involved with our church for all the years. I'm still on the board at our church. And Brian, maybe to set the stage on that, I believe when you are, whatever definition of successful that you want to use, it's your requirement, your obligation to give back. And Mimi and I both have that belief and to help others. And we've always had that. Foster kids, my gosh almighty. We've had 35 foster kids. And that was so good for our kids to see kids that didn't have a stable mom and dad. So it made our kids more appreciative, as it did taking them all over the world, made them more appreciative of the United States. So yeah, the Big Brothers, foster kids. I've been real involved with so much. I've got my Rotary pin on. I know this is radio. You can't see it. I've been involved in Rotary, which is the biggest.
I think that's where I met you, Mark.
It might be, Jason.
I gave some speeches there over the years as a state representative.
at the Parkville Rotary.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
How many years at the Parkville Rotary?
25 years.
Congratulations.
Actually, 26 this
also
year.
Also done some stuff with, is it Young Life?
Young Life, right? Where I was going to end up on this. That's been our big charity of choice the last 20 years. Every Wednesday night, we had 80 to 100 kids come to our house and be in our basement. And I don't know if you know about Young Life, but they do fun skits and it gets pretty wild and loud with a bunch of high schoolers. It's designed for freshmen through seniors in high school.
High energy. I have 3 teenagers, 17-year-old, 15-year-old, 13-year-old daughters. And it's all high energy. They get together in groups. It's wild
and loud. Yeah. And that's been our big involvement the last 20 years. In fact, we do a golf tournament every year to raise money for Young Life to send kids to camp and everything. And boy, kids need a stabilizing force in this world today. And I think Young Life is a great option for that. Yeah.
Talk about the orphanages you all have supported around the world as well. And as part of that, did you all set up a percentage of income, revenue, profits to give back, or are you just led through prayer of what you're going to give back? Or how do you decide for business owners saying, you know, I have to make a profit and take care of my family and take care of my business, but how do I decide what to give back and how much to give back, and is there a way to plan that?
That's a great question, and I would expect that from a great financial guy like yourself. And I think, yes, there most definitely is. We most certainly believe in tithing. God says that's what is required of us all, and that he will bless us if we do. And my wife talked me into that on our honeymoon. And, you know, I used to put a dollar in the plate, thought I was a good man, and then 10%, gosh, you got to be kidding me.
No, and it's the first 10 of the best, the last 10 of the old stuff, right?
I think most men have had your conversation that you just brought up, my man.
My wife was so wise. On the honeymoon, you're going to agree to anything, right? So we do. We've always done that. But then giving is what is over and above that, we believe. And our what leads us is prayer, not a percentage. And as we have done better, we give more and more and more and more and more. And I think everybody should. I believe Mimi and I have had a big impact on a lot of people. Probably won't know how many, because our lifestyle is to be generous. The orphanages, we got involved with Global Orphan Project many, many years ago, and we've got an orphanage in the Philippines and one in South Africa, and we contribute to that organization. There's so many kids that don't have parents and don't have opportunities. And if you notice a theme here, a lot of this theme that Mimi and I love, we love kids and dogs.
In that order?
You mentioned the dogs.
Well, in that order?
Sometimes not necessarily in that order.
So I'm a dog person too, and I've definitely you never know which order it's going to come in, right?
Golden Retrievers, boy. I'll tell you what,
they're great dogs.
There'd be no divorces or wars if everybody had personalities like Golden Retrievers. Yeah. So that's been a big deal. And one of the biggest things I'm proud of, and Jason, you know Park University. Well, Mimi and I donated and helped build a baseball field at Park University for their baseball team. And they honored us and named it Comfort Field.
There you go.
So I'm pretty proud of that. That's
pretty awesome.
Cool. Yep.
Mark Comfort is our guest today. Your website, again, is cruiseholidayskc.com. Let's ask some fun questions here. You said you've been to 101 countries.
Yeah, that's right. That's correct.
Unbelievable. Which one is your favorite minus the U.S.?
Well, that's so hard to answer.
Favorite to visit.
I'll tell you what, like I said with Prague, I love the Czech Republic right now. It's so beautiful. Believe it or not, and we're going to Norway here. I'm taking a group of 118 people to Scotland, Iceland, and Norway. I love the Norwegian fjords. That is truly one of the most beautiful places in the world. For wildlife, and I give talks about this all the time, and I break it down. Historic Nile River. There's more history in Egypt than anywhere in the world, followed second by Greece. Wildlife. My four African safaris I've done out of my 150 great trips are my favorite, most memorable trips I've ever done.
I'll tell you what, man, yeah. And we'll get Brian here in a second, but how many days are you actually in Kansas City? Because your job, I mean, how much are you actually traveling? I bring on these guests all the time, and like they're like, I travel all the time for my job. Well, you travel to fun places.
Yeah,
you're not traveling to Cleveland or to Des Moines. You're going to African safaris.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never figured out, Brian, probably because it would maybe make me, I don't know. I love traveling. I believe it's inherent in my nature to want to see and experience the world and the cultures and the history. History is my big deal. I love taking people. So I do probably five or six groups a year of 10 to 17 days. And then we're always on the, we do enough business with the cruise lines. They always get us on their new ships. They call those inaugurals so we can better sell the new ships. So I'm gone probably, I would bet, 38% to 40% of the year.
Wow. That's a lot.
That's wonderful. If I could only be gone on travel 40% of the year, huh?
It's not like he's working, but he's on a boat.
Yes.
You know?
I love my work. Love my work.
Do you take any mission trips and lead any mission trips throughout the world?
You know, to be honest with you, that's one thing I don't do. We contribute to a lot, but because I do travel so much all over the world, it has not been my calling to do the mission trips internationally.
What's next for you and Mimi?
Oh, wow. That's a great question. We want to see the parts of the world we haven't seen. Believe it or not, I've not been to Iceland. I'm so excited about going to Iceland. There's a lot of different parts of the world that are very, very special. South America is going to be the next continent that I'll conquer. I've seen a lot of South America, but there's a lot more to see.
Mark, it's been such a pleasure to visit with you today, to learn about you and Mimi and your business and your employees and what you've given back. And from all of Kansas City, we give you a hearty round of applause of a job well done, sir. And thank you so much for everything you've done for yourself, for your family, and for those that you care the most about in town.
Well, thank you, Brian. I appreciate it. Jason, thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun having Mark Comfort and Brian Sarf on the radio show today. You guys brought a lot of energy and a lot of fun. I look forward to talking to both of you again. And obviously, I got to schedule my cruise, don't I, Mark?
I think you better. try a river cruise, if nothing else.
Let's start slow, and we'll move up the ladder.
There you go.
Very
there
fun.
You go.
Great show today, guys. I appreciate you all listening today and joining us on Grill Nation. We'll see you again next week. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.